Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So today, my beloved, will be the our journey in the first part of the Sunday Theotokia. أول جزء من ثيوتوكية الحد. And I know you started the journey 2 days ago in this beautiful, rich theology in every day of the Theotokias. So especially Sunday's Theotokia is very, very deep and very, very rich, and is one of the longest Theotokias. So Theotokia of the Sunday Theotokia. First of all, I know you got to know, I'm sure that you heard about the introduction about the Theotokia and Theotokos and the name of our mother, Saint Mary, the Theotokos, the mother of God. But I know that happened already, I'm sure. But just I want to give just in brief that the Theotokia or all the praise in the church, it's a praise of the church for the mystery of the incarnation, the mystery of redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ, and glorification of Saint Mary according or to she accepted the call of this incarnation. أي أي ثوتوكيات أي تسبح في الكنيسة هي تسبيح الكنيسة من أجل سر التجسد. كل حياتنا في الكنيسة الليتورجية من أجل سر التجسد, ومنها بنمجد أمنا العذراء عشان هي يعني قبلت إنها تشترك أو تدي لله الكلمة الابن الجسد زي ما إحنا هنقول دلوقتي. So every day in the Theotokia it has a theme, and the Theotokia of today it has a very beautiful theme of the tabernacle as you see, especially in the very very first part. It has a Sunday Theotokia. It has a very very special character. It has 15 parts. It's a very long 15 parts. فيها 15 قطعة. It has part A and B. So part A will give us the symbolism of the Old Testament, أو الجزء بتاع the Old Testament, العهد القديم, and part B will the fulfillment of Saint Mary, our mother Saint Mary, of this all this symbolism. And it has, if you remember, six, the very first six part also has something like related to each other. Then we read from the Gospel of Luke, the prayer of Simeon, and then the last seven parts also is a little bit different. This is the very first part. I don't expect you to read this from here, but maybe you can listen to it, listen to the first part of it.
Semuti erodike os othi etes maruot. خني هي يوم جت ما سنوتي انسكيني في ايتو موتي ايروس جثي اث او
That's enough. I just wanted you to get the taste of the hymn. And this, as you know, in the liturgy, in the tasbihah, usually in the praise, we have two tunes. That's the Adam one, Sunday, Monday, the Adam one, which we called Adam because it's coming from the word Adam, and Adam one, he was sorrowful. Adam, بينما هو حزين, and it focuses on the fall. And then the rest of the week called Watus, and Watus coming from the word the burning bush. كلمة Watus معناها إيه العليقة. Usually the Adam one is very fast as you listen today. Now and then the Watus one is bit like rich in the or bit longer in the tune. So this is the tabernacle. So as you the words بتقول كده مدعوة أنت بالحقيقة نقول لها كده زي ما احنا سمعنا خلينا نرجع تاني. If you can, you are called Mary, the Blessed Mary, the Blessed One, the second dome, al Kubba Tanya. And this is the Kubba Tanya. It's all about the tabernacle. This is the tabernacle. It looks like. What is the tabernacle from? Or this is the second dome. A tabernacle. The name of the tabernacle usually it's also in the book of Exodus. It's called the place or the place which God meets with his people. Why God needed to do this? Because from the beginning, God used to meet with Adam and Eve in the garden, and then after the fall, it took very long time until the Exodus started and said, like, you know, I will try again. Moses, you do your tabernacles, you do your tent, and also I wanna have a tent among you. Why, God, you wanna have a tent among you? Because I wanna be among you. I wanna meet you. Of course, all of this was a symbolism, as we will hear from this, the very first part of Sunday Theotokia. What does that mean in the New Testament? The New Testament, as every single one has a tent, that God also decided to have tent very similar to the tents of other people. Because in the fullness of time, the Logos will have a tent like us. He'll have the same flesh like us. So he was incarnate in the fullness of time. He decided to take flesh like us, and he became among us. That's what Saint John, in the very first part of his gospel, and the Logos became man. The Logos became man. God among us, Emmanuel, God in the midst of us. So he said, for a very simple way, at a symbolism of I will become like you, I will take the same nature as you, so make the tabernacle, the tent, as much as you did for yourself. عشان كده بيسموه لاهوت المسكن, the skinny. هتلاقوا, when you hear it in Coptic, هتلاقي the word skinny, مسكن, the dwelling of God among his people. ده لاهوت المسكن. God will come in the fullness of time, and he will be among us, like us, in the, he took nature, like the same nature like us. عشان كده the tabernacle is the meeting between God, and it's called also the tabernacle of the testimony. That's one of the names in the book of Exodus. تعالوا نشوف كمان أكتر. This is a kind of a diagram. It will be very helpful if we know, understand it, the divisions of the tabernacle. هنلاقي إن هو three parts. I will show you even in more like this. Three parts. One outer, the courtyard. I will show you now. And the inside part is smaller than the outside, and then the inner part is the smallest one and has any source of, that does not have any source of light, because God will show his light inside. So, and then we say that Saint Mary is the tabernacle, the real one, tabernacle, the real tabernacle. This is again another picture of the tabernacle. You see the show even more this. And the sacrifice, the altar, and then it has the laver, and then inside it has the holy and the holy of holies at the end. I think I'll try to show you a video that will be, yes. That's a very, very short video. Again, I want you to have an idea about what is a tabernacle. This is like a kind of a journey of how it looked like. I want you to get the taste of why what we're talking about. So this is at the beginning. It was the court, and then we'll get inside, and now we're entering the tabernacle. If you wish, you find this is the altar where they offer the sacrifices, and then after this we'll find another part in the out called the laver. The priest used to wash their hand before enter into the holy. That's how they wash their hand. And then we'll get enter now into the holy. The holy has only three things, right? Do you remember them? If you don't, look at this. We have three parts. This is the, in the right side, you'll find the table where is the 12 breads. This is, of course, the menorah. المنارة الذهب اللي شكلها كده ولازم it has to be in light all the time, it is lit all the time, and there is the part of the priest, and this also the table of the showbread where every week, every Saturday, the priest eat all of them, and then they put new one. And our Lord Jesus Christ mentioned in the book of Matthew 12 when he said David, he came and he ate of the bread which only the priest should eat. And then the last part, we all know this because this is the altar of incense, and this is the Saint Luke opened his gospel with the altar of incense with the crier was offering incense, and then the angel came and appeared to him. And this is the last part before the high priest entered, the last part. Now we'll enter this part. No one is allowed to enter unless the high priest, only one time every year, and has only one part, which is the, this what's called? The Ark of Covenant. And the Ark of Covenant, you will find in Sunday Theotokoia, all of this part. The Ark of Covenant, when you open it, which is, again, it's a grace now to see this. Back then, no one is allowed even to look at it. And we know some instances. It's inside, you will find the two tablets, you will find the Aaron rod, and also you will find the manna pot. And then the high priest will go one time every year, Yom Kippur. Now we know what we are talking about, right? Let's go back. So, Laban asked Maryam, why we're talking about Mary? What's Mary about to do with the tabernacle? مالها القديسة العذراء مريم بالتابرناكل? To understand something also before we get into this. Back then, now you listen to the deacon, you look toward the east. In the tabernacle, they used to pray toward the west, right? So do you pray? Do you look toward the west? But now we look toward after the incarnation, he moved us from the west to the east, right? But it's a very beautiful symbolism. I don't know. We can talk about the tabernacle for the whole week, right? But I want to give you some, just to stick to the very first part of the Sunday of today. If you look at how people of Israel will live around the tabernacle, it looks like what? A cross. So three tribes in each part. And then if you look at the east side, you will find which one we will mention now, the Judah, the tribe of Judah, right? Yahuza. Can Yahuza? If we want to move the tabernacle, we will go move toward the east. Who will lead? Yahuza, right? Who will lead? Yahuza. Because the lion from the Judah tribe, Al-Asad al-Qadim and Sibt Yahuza, who will move us from the west to the east. See how beautiful? It's very simple, but it's beautiful. When we understand it, when we see nothing is written by haphazard, nothing is by accident. The Holy Spirit was beautifully will try to put some mentions of how we will celebrate our salvation. So now we have the cross. Through the cross, the Son of Man, who will come from the tribe of Judah, will lead us from the west to the east. Shem silver, عشان كده. And we have, I don't want to take long time, you will have a lot of verses, you're like, أعطوني الكفل الوجه, the west, not the but, I will, في الآخر, I will move them to the east. نقول بقى, نقول لها مدعوة صديقة آياتها المباركة. That's how we started. مدعوة صديقة آياتها المباركة في النساء, تدعى قدس الأقداس, بها تابوت العهد الذي في قدس الأقداس. عشان كده طيب, why Saint Mary? It's the Holy of Holies. Remember, do you remember the video? The Holy of Holies, who will enter? The high priest. How many times? What he used to do? He used to offer in, he offered for our repentance about himself, and his family, then about his people. Can you يقدم عن نفسه كرابين عن نفسه الأول لأنه محتاج لأنه خاطي, and then he offered for the whole tribes, right? And then he will enter again when the next year, and he keep repeating, and then he will die, and another one will come. I will keep repeating that every year. But what's this with the with Saint Mary? Saint Mary, through Saint Mary, who gave the human nature. نقول لها أنت عطيت الابن إيه عجينة البشرية. What did he do? He entered into the real holy of holies. Do you remember Hebrews? He entered into, and he sat at the right hand of his father, but having our nature. As ده يقول لنا كده ان هو هو ده هو الهلب بتاعنا. فاكرين كلمة help or hope, الهوب بتاعنا. That's why, بس عارفين كلمة hope in Greek ايه؟ حد فاكر الكلمة ايه in hope in Greek؟ اسمها helpis. And from this word it came the word help of the ship, right? الهلب بتاع الشيب ده بيعمل ايه؟ When we see the land, we throw help and we put it in the land, and then we will drag the whole ship. Who is our helpies? Our Lord Jesus Christ. He entered into the Holy of Holies how many times? Only one time. Did he have to offer sacrifice for himself? No, he was without sin. And then he went only one time. Only one time. And then we will follow. He is the first fruit. He is the first one, the very first human being entered to the Holy of Holies, and then we will follow. عشان كده our hope, لما اجي اقول لحد ايه, I hope to see you tomorrow. We don't know. We don't know. Maybe you will not, it will not happen, right? Anything could happen. So the hope we talk about in the air, but the hope, our hope in Christ is not in the air. Why? Because he already there. He is there already. He have our human nature inside the Holy of Holies, and then we will follow him through Saint Mary, who gave him the human nature. عشان كده بيقول لها, you are the Holy of Holies. تعال نشوف حاجة تانية. يقول لها ايه كمان؟ نطلع الكلام بالضبط عشان الكلام في منتهى الجمال. يقول لها كمان ايه؟ You are the 10 words written by the finger of God. You are the Holy of Holies, and the 10 words written by the finger. We know that. We know the story of the two tablets written by the finger of God. But do you remember the details of this story? It's beautiful. I want to remind you about it. In the beginning, God called Moses, come Moses, I want to give you something, right? And then Moses fasted for 40 days, and he would be absent from the people, and he got the stones. So the stone came from God, and the words were with the finger of God. We know the story that Moses came down and they found the people sinning, and they worshiped that. And then what did he do? Kasar kulli bida. He broke them, right? So God this time told him, I will not give you stone. You give me the stone. You bring me the stone as the same like two tablets. And I will also write it with my finger. What does that mean? Before the fall, the stone was the stone of God. But after the fall, with the incarnation, we need to offer God, the Son, our nature through Saint Mary. So everything will go, and we'll talk about Saint Mary. She's very in this part because she is the one who gave us, he gave God the new stones. That's why God asked Moses, I will not give you the stone this time. You give it to me. And in the fullness of time, the angel will say, Mary, God wants you to take the stones from you. He wants to take the flesh from you. And she said, I am the maidservant of God. Of course, if you want, it's okay. Let it be as you said. عشان كده, Theotokos, now the stones, but not anymore in the stone. The word of God before it was in our stone, but not is not on the stone anymore. It's in aktubha ala kulubuhum. It's a flesh. Now the word of God, we have seen the word of God. It's not anymore in the stone. And then the word of God in our mind, in our hearts. And then بتقول لنا كده ايه, she briefly, previously pointed us to the Yota, التي سبقت أن دلتنا على اليوتا. ايه اليوتا دي؟ This is the letter Yota. The يعني the very very the smallest letter in the Greek and also in Hebrews. ايه الورد of Yota ده؟ That's the very first letter of the word Isos, Jesus. So she pointed all the time to Jesus. And all the prophecies, all the word of God were pointing to, if you read the Old Testament without trying to find our Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, it doesn't have any meaning. And you'll feel like, what does that mean even? Why am I reading this? In every chapter, you have to find mean our Lord Jesus Christ. All the word of God pointing us to the Yota. Also, the Yota, the words, the letters in Greek and Hebrews, they have numbers. The Yota is number 10. The fullness, that's the complete number. Because our Lord Jesus Christ, he said at the end of the day, it's finished. It's completed. He completed everything for us. So, and Saint Mary, دلتنا على اليوتا. And the word of God in the Old Testament, they point to the Yota, our Lord Jesus Christ. سبقتن دلتنا على اليوتا. This one who became incarnate from you without a change. What does that mean without a change? What does that mean? That means two things, at least the church fathers were talking about. Number one, the Logos who fills, his divinity fills everywhere. When he was incarnate, what a change has done to it. إيه اللي حصل؟ إيه التغيير اللي حصل لطبيعة الله؟ بغير تغيير. فيش تغيير. There is no change. He became man. He took the nature, but the divinity did not cease to fill everywhere. يعني يفضل اللاهوت مالي الكل بلاهوته. لكن هو, we can see him. We can see him. He had a human nature like us, but without a change. Also, Saint Mary, her virginity without a change. Before the Annunciation, she was a virgin. During the pregnancy, she is a virgin. And after she gave birth to God, she is also a virgin. عشان كده بسميها ايه؟ دائمة البتولية. Her virginity. عشان كده بنقول لها كده without a change. طب why? Why God has to take a human nature like us? Because he needs to die for us. And God doesn't die. Also, he needs to bless our nature. فاكرين جواب كده قال له زمان أيوب صرخ كده قال له إيه؟ قال له أنا عايز وسيط, a mediator. He can put his hand, he can lay his hand on both of us. أيوب أنت متخيل أنت بتقول إيه؟ أنت متخيل بتقول إيه؟ أنت عايز حد يحط إيده عليك وعلى ربنا؟ Do you want someone to lay his hand on you and on God? Is like, yes, that's my hope. And on the fullness of time, the Logos, the incarnate Logos, came to be the mediator who lays his hand. He's one in nature with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and also he became one in nature with us. What's the truth? What's called the hypostatic union? عشان كده Saint Mary, the womb of Saint Mary, بنسميها إيه؟ معمل اتحاد الطبائع. That the lab or the work with the natures, the union between the nature, the human nature and the divine nature, without a change. من غير تغيير, بغير انفصال ولا امتزاج ولا مش كده القداس. All the liturgy, all the liturgical prayers and praise and all of the church, they are connected. We don't say something different. It's all connected and all pointing us to the word Yota. The incarnate Logos. See how beautiful is the praise. Next time, don't miss it. يعني ما ينفعش يوم السبت. ما ينفعش يوم السبت. ما يبقاش في حد جاي يسبح التسبيحة الجميلة دي. Saturday, come and praise. It's very beautiful. And if you wanna, you don't need to do PhD in theology. If you know praise, especially this praise of Sunday, but every day it had a theme as well, you will understand the faith. You will understand what had been done by the Holy Trinity and the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son. who is incarnate of you without a change. بعدين نقول لها كده, who can speak of the honor of the tabernacle? شايفين المنظر ده؟ That's the glory of God. The Shekinah, that's called. Shekinah, glory of God. Imagine these people, normal life, كده بيشوفوا المنظر ده. تخيل كده, imagine this is the glory of God coming to, عشان كده it's very honorable. Who can speak of the honor of the tabernacle? But see, that's nothing to do with the real tabernacle. It's not the Shekinah. It's not just a light. It's not clouds. It's not like a pillar of light. God himself came down and became man. Yani, there is no comparison. If this is beautiful, if you can see this is beautiful, imagine what the Theotokos, Saint Mary, were carrying the incarnate Logos. God himself. This is beyond our imagination and beyond our standing. عشان كده يقول لها من يقدر ان ينطق بكرامه القبه. يقول كده في Exodus 40, then the cloud covered the tabernacle, اللي هو of meeting of the glory between God and man. This is all symbolism, but the real one is even more beautiful. We'll move faster. But someone will tell us, you know what, this is not biblical. Who called in the Bible Saint Mary the tabernacle? I will show you. It's biblical. Do you remember when Saint Mary visited Elizabeth? I want you to مش عارف انت انا مش عارف اقرا بس تعال نحاول مع بعض. Yes, انتوا عارفين كان لما تيجي, if you want to compare the when David was dancing, was taking the tabernacle, فاكرين لما David went and get the Ark of Covenant and he was dancing and his wife قالت له يعني ما يصحش الحاجات دي كلها. If you compare this with Luke 2, you will be amazed. You will feel like I love, you know, you will love the Bible. You will love it. It's not كده haphazard. I'll show you an example. Hopefully I can see what I did right here. Yeah, now it's good. I'll try. بصوا, أنا هجيب بس examples عشان الوقت. David was afraid of the Lord and the day, and he said, how can be the ark of the Lord that came to me? بيقول كده ايه, كيف لي ان يأتي تابوت عهد الرب إلي. طب مين قال كده؟ Elizabeth. What Elizabeth said, but why this is granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? ايه ده, هو ده صدفة؟ لا, هي تابوت العهد. Luke is trying to tell us, she is the ark of covenant, she is the real tabernacle. طيب نشوف تاني. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And when you read, when you get the word danced, هتلاقي leaped. طب ومين عمل كده؟ And the babe leaped in her womb. That was Saint John the Baptist. Is that كان برضو بالصدفة؟ لا, the Holy Spirit ما بكتبش حاجة بالصدفة. Listen to this. Samuel 6:2. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Mount Judea to bring up the Ark of Covenant. And Luke 1:9. And Mary, 39, Mary arose, David arose, and Mary arose and went to the Judea عشان to visit Elizabeth. That was by chance? Of course not. بص كمان. David and all the house of Israel brought up an ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of trumpet. And when Elizabeth saw Mary, she started to shout and بيقول لها ايه؟ Now, بتقول لها, they spoke with all the loud voice and said, blessed are you among women. David was shouting before the Ark of Covenant. Elizabeth was shouting before the real Ark of Covenant. So it's biblical. St. Luke was trying to, the Holy Spirit by St. Luke is trying to let's say, go and be diligent when you study the Bible. And you will find, you will love the Bible. You will love it. يعني حاجة آخر واحدة عشان الوقت, بتقول 2 Samuel 6:11, the Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed Edom in Gitti for 3 months. And Luke 1:56, and Mary remained on her with her for about 3 months and then returned to her house. Is this a chance? Of course not. She is the real Ark of Covenant. بعدين نقول لها كده, شبهوك يا مارك, linked us with the emergent Mary with the true tabernacle, the dwelling, the where God dwelt. طبعا يعني تاني, that's I don't want to repeat, but I want to, for the sake of time, go faster. Now we are not talking about symbolism anymore, not shadow anymore. She is the real A, the real God. When God dwelt in her, dwelt within her. Therefore we magnify you befittingly with the prophetic hymnology. Of course. All of this, tamagid nabawiyya. All of the Old Testament was prophetic hymnology to lead us to the real tabernacle and the real dwelling of God and the real skini, the dwelling, the lahut al-sukna by Allah. Every prophet, every prophecy, every word of God is get to us by the Holy Spirit to show us something real that's in the fullness of time. The main theme of this first part of the Theotoke of Sunday, the main theme is that Saint Mary, the second tabernacle. And then it will give us many titles. He will talk in the second part about specifically about the Ark of Covenant. The Ark of Covenant. Why? Because if you look at the Ark of Covenant, what's inside? The Word of God. What's inside? The manna. What's inside? The Aaron rod. The real Ark of Covenant with Saint Mary. But to conclude with this, every liturgical praise or prayer, it's not just mere praise or prayer. It also has applications. It relates to us also. Because Saint Mary opened the door. She was the very first Christian. Why she was the very first Christian? Because that by definition, Christian is the one who carries the Lord Christ by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, she was the first, but she opened the door for us also to carry God by giving God the human nature and united with the divine nature. And now we all united our nature. If you just try to think about it, our human nature united to God. St. John, we have seen them. We have touched him. I'm telling you to have a fellowship with him and with the Father as well. That's the call of all of us to carry God. When we come to the liturgy, we have the liturgy to take Christ inside. And we go outside for a second liturgy to share Christ, the one who we take. Nothing, there is no مش بنرص كلام مش شوية كلام شكلهم حلو وشبه بعض. No, it's not just mere words. This is our faith. This is our story. This is our redemption. And when we start to have them and to understand them, you will be more thankful. You'll be thanksgiving person. Because every day you thank God about all of this. كل ده يا رب. All of this tabernacle والآوي مش عارف إيه والحاجات دي كلها. All of this for me. يقول لك I wanna be, عايز اعمل سكيني عندك. انا عايز ابقى فتحت الباب ادخل واتعشى مع وهو معي. That's all about it. عشان كده it's beautiful, the praise and Saint Mary. That's why when we call Saint Mary, بنقول لها كده ايه؟ نقعد نقول لها بقى ان انت شفاعتك قويه. اللي احنا بنقعد القرار بتاع ده ان احنا برضو ايه؟ بشفاء نعمل فاكرين القرار؟ نختم بقى القرار بتاعها بيقول ايه. يقول لها كده عشان ده نختم بيها ان احنا نطلب شفاعتها ونقول لها في الاجابه ايه شفاعتها قويه ومقبوله. نقول لها كده تعالى نشوف القرار ونختم بالقرار عشان اعرف يعني نتخطى. شوف يقول كده تدعى قدس الاقداس. نحن أيضا and we also pray that we may have win mercy through your intercessions with the lover of mankind. This is what we بعد كده نقول لها في الآخر برضو we entreat and pray that we may have mercy. This is the A. ده القرار بتاعنا عشان كده نطلب شفاعتها. We call her for intercession. شفاعتها is very very accepted. عشان كده أمنا she is the mother of all of us. She's the mother of all of us. And she is the one who opened the door for all of us. we ask for her intercession for all of us, and we this is the blessed days. دايما كده دايما we all gather Saint Mary, that's our home. دايما كده our home Saint Mary Church, and we ask for intercession in these blessed days and the fasting, and use the fasting to pray with this praise. خلي الصبح كده خد قطعة واحدة every day. حتى صغننا كده خلي دايما دماغك شغالة بيها. And we ask for intercession. Glory be to God forever and ever.
يا سيد الرب يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد وكلمة الأب لله الذي قطع كل الربطات خطيئة من قبل الله مخلصا محييا أدي نفخ في وجه تلاميذ القديسين وفلاطة الكرانة برسيد غوري سبيريتو سينجيو لمدة عظمة تدم الدو سجودتين شربيرتين أن أنا يا سيدنا من قدر سفاتهم الذين عملون في الكهنوت في كل زمان في كنيسك المقدسة أن يغفروا قطع الأرض تحق الربطات الدلم ويأسكن that treat you goodness to love mankind. For your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or to anguish of heart, indeed, and word, or from faint heartedness, do master on us the weakness of benevolence to run. Grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us. Make us absolved and all your people absolved. Fill us with the incident and also unto your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration are due to your goodness, Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver, of an essence with you now to times and out to the end of all ages. Amen. Papi Christos Venuti. Urum de tiri ne me unante crin sem nante crin ca nu vedea nevoie tu octi ti gom bi onum bi esmonum pe amahan shani amin. Make us worthy to pray to you, thank for our Father who art in heaven. نشكر محبة وتسبونا ديفيد اللي خدنا في رحلة جميلة من العهد القديم للجديد ست العذراء سانت ماري who unveiled the very precious treasures of the Old Testament in herself. And this is what Abuna explained. Already resembles all the examples or the prophecies about the incarnation, the salvation, the resurrection, the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ through human being, who is the best of the whole world, Saint Mary, who no one in the whole world, either in heavens on earth, لا ملائكة ولا رؤساء ملائكة ولا قديسين ولا شهداء يجوا حاجة في العذراء. العذراء أعلى من دول كلهم. شفاعتها زي ما أبونا قال لنا كده مهمة قوي استخدموها. بس كمان بصوا زي ما عاشت ونعيش. يعني لازم في ابليكيشن على حياتنا. الشرح اللي ادهولنا ابونا بصوت والصورة ده جميل قوي ومشوق جدا ويثبت في عقلنا. بس كمان عايز يخلينا ان احنا ايه مش بس نتبسط لا نعيش كمان اللي احنا شفناه. ربنا يديم محبتك ابونا ونشوفك دايما. بكرة ان شاء الله هيكون أول عظة لشماس اترسم النهاردة دياكون. أخذ رتبة الدياكونية وهو جورج بوبريال اللي بيخدم مع أسس أبونا ميخائيل في سان جوزيف. هو بكرة هيكلمنا عن القطعة الأولى من يوم الاثنين. احنا متفقين بقى يوم الجمعة بناخد الجمعة يوم السبت ناخد السبت. النهاردة الحد أبونا خد الحد. بكرة الاثنين هياخد القطعة الأولى من يوم الاثنين. ربنا يدينه نعمة. إن شاء الله القداس الصبح من 8 إلى 10:30 أسبونا يصلي لنا ويوم الثلاث قداس من 8 إلى 10:30 الأربعة من 5:30 إلى 7:30 الخميس من 8 إلى 10:30 والجمعة كالعادة من 8:30 إلى 11 والسبت من 8 إلى 10:15 كالعادة. ربنا يهديكم الأيام بالخير والبركة. Go in peace, the peace of the Lord be with you all. أمين. كل سنة وأنتم طيبين. شفاعتكم من دون معانا. أمين.